What's cracking, big dogs? Welcome, Bike, to the channel. Welcome, Bike, to the headquarters. My name is Nicholas. This is BDGE, Big Dogs Gotta Eat. Fantasy football, top five rookie wide receivers today. Count them and we, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. We did the top five rookie running backs last week. I've already had a change of heart. Like, since then, I've moved my rookie rankings and running back rankings around like 32 times. But I don't think that's going to be the case when it comes to rookie wide receivers. I feel really good about the top five planted in, and I'm not going to move them around too much. In terms of talent, I think all five of them will be first round draft capital dudes. So unless one of them falls to somewhere in day two, maybe they don't move too much around. But I feel real, real good about this list right now. For those of y'all asking, we do have a dynasty slash rookie draft guide, and that will be available for pre-order within the next week or two. Stay tuned for that. If you're just getting started into dynasty leagues, if you're just doing your first startup this year, or you know, you're just getting bike into it, you need to get updated on the rookies and you don't got time to do the research and whatnot, we take care of that for you. We got rookie profiles of every single fantasy relevant rookie coming in. We've got rankings, super flex, regular, one quarterback leagues. We've got a whole lot of information coming at you into the guide. So again, just stay tuned. We'll have that pre-order available within the next couple weeks. And this has officially kicked off mock week. Mock week. All right, so within our Discord channel, within the Big Dogs Discord channel, we have been running, at this point, I think we got 20 mock drafts so far, startup dynasty mock drafts, and we're going to be kicking out the ADP. So real, accurate, good ADP for y'all, because it's very hard to find anywhere on the interwebs right now. We'll have probably done between 50 and 100 startup mock drafts, and we're going to take the ADP, we're going to consolidate it, and we're going to give it to y'all, so stay tuned on that as well. If you want to get into the Discord channel and run up some of the mock drafts with us, you could do that via Patreon, patreon.com/BDGE. You sign up there, you'll get access to Discord, and then we're posting the links to all the mock drafts, which myself and Noah and Mike are routinely inside of those things. So if you're really looking to get into dynasty and rookie drafts, Big Dogs got you covered. Every angle, every corner, every crevice, you cannot hide from us. Nobody is safe. Top five rookie wide receivers, tuck your shirts in. Stop yelling and let's eat. Remember, if at any time you're enjoying the video, if you find it informational, if you find this shit fun, if you like hanging out with me, you tell your mother we can set up some more play dates, all you gotta do is hit that subscribe button, hit the thumbs up button that looks like this. Rookie wide receiver number one, it's Ja'Marr Chase at LSU. Let's not think too hard about this, people. I know he didn't play this year, he didn't play into 2020 because he opted out because of COVID. It doesn't mean he's any less of a fucking animal than he was 1 year prior. 6'1", 210. He's got that prototypical, you love to see it, outside, can move inside, can play the flanker, can play the X, can play the slot. Ja'Marr Chase played at LSU while Justin Jefferson was there. His final season, Ja'Marr Chase dominated on the field at 19 years old, won the Biletnikoff Award in the SEC, led the country in receiving yards, 1,780, receiving touchdowns, 20, and receptions of 20 plus yards down the field with 24. Ridiculously efficient. Seventh in the country in terms of yards per route run, 3.52. Nothing that he didn't do at an elite level. He was doing it against elite level cornerbacks, you know, Patrick Surtain, you got Diggs, AJ Terrell, all first round cornerback talent. This guy was getting it done at an NFL type level. We're talking about press coverage, right? This is what I think is so fantastic about when you get a little sample size of guys that see a lot of press and see a lot of man, that tends to convert. If they could do it in college, that tends to convert at the NFL level. And per PFF, Ja'Marr Chase in 2019, he faced the third most targets against press coverage and posted the number one PFF receiving grade against it. Again, opted out of the 2020 season because of COVID, won the Biletnikoff the year before, fantastic hands. He's always catching with them hands. He's never catching with the body. Fantastic at keeping his concentration while the ball's in the air, going up and plucking the ball on these deep shots in the end zone. He don't miss those shots. He doesn't. Good yak. It's not elite, but it's definitely an asset at the next level. Again, what's most impressive is doing this at such a young age, the breakout age of 19 and a half, 75th percentile in the SEC, while he's competing for targets with Justin Jefferson, another first-round talent, Clyde Edwards-Helaire, another first-round talent, Thaddeus Moss is definitely not a first-round talent, but still an NFL-caliber player. Terrace Mitchell, we're not going to get into this video, but I like him a lot. Tons of upside, probably going to be a first-round, maybe early second-round talent. So competing with a lot of players, was an absolute baller. He's going to be a top-5 pick most likely this year. I would say top-10 at the worst, probably number 8 the latest. You know, I've seen him mocked routinely to Miami at 3, Cincinnati at 5, Philly at 6, Detroit at 7. Okay, so I don't see him falling past those guys. I say most likely scenario would probably be Philly at 6, but he's not falling outside the top 10. My player comp for a guy like Jamar Chase, he's kind of like a mix between DJ Moore and Marvin Jones, probably the way that I see him. I think Marvin Jones is a good comparison, but he can do more than Marvin Jones. Like, he's a better all-around receiver than Marvin Jones is. Similar type build, a little bit thicker, but can get it done on the outside, but he can also move on the inside like DJ Moore does, has good yak, and just there's really no holes in his game. So nothing really to think about here. Jamar Chase, wide receiver 1 in the rookie drafts, currently my 104 in Superflex rookie drafts. So you got Trevor Lawrence, you got Justin Fields, you got Najee Harris, and then you got Jamar Chase. My wide receiver 2 for rookies this year, Rashad Bateman out of Minnesota. If you want to know more about Rashad Bateman, Tuesday's video was literally only about Rashad Bateman. I think he's this year's Justin Jefferson. I think he runs the same route tree. I think he's fucking gorgeous on every aspect of the field. Just go watch that video and you will be, that's it. That video has about 190 thumbs up and 0 thumbs down. I think YouTube's got to be broken or some shit. I've never had a video with 0 thumbs down. Usually haters are out bright and early, 5:01 a.m. Eastern time when all the videos drop. There's already fucking thumbs down. And I appreciate you for that, because the haters are the motivators, baby. All right, Rashad Bateman, wide receiver 2. Again, go watch Tuesday's video titled This Year's Justin Jefferson is Here if you want to know more about Rashad Bateman. And we can't go too much further down the list without talking about Mr. D. Smith, Devonta Smith out of Alabama. This year's Heisman Trophy winning wide receiver. Now, it's kind of not really a shame, but I remember last year when I started breaking down rookies, and what I do to look at rookie prospects is first thing I do, unencumbered. I don't look at Twitter. I don't look at numbers or stats or prospect profiles or nothing. I make a list of guys that I want to watch. It's usually, you know, 10 wide receivers, something off the rip. And what I'll do is I'll watch 4 to 5 of their games in full, and I'll watch every play that person is on the field for. So I get my own opinion before I know any of the analytics, before I know any of the 40-yard dash times, before I know how high this fucking analyst has a guy or this analyst has a guy. So I get my own opinion first off of it. So last year, when I was starting to dive into the rookie prospects, you know, I was spending a lot of time in Alabama because they got Henry Ruggs, they got Jerry Jeudy. What I noticed really, 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 really quickly while watching those two was that Devonta Smith was the best wide receiver on that team. That became apparent right out the gate. All the hype Jeudy was getting, all the hype Ruggs was getting. I mean, Devonta Smith flew off the screen to me. Like, it wasn't even in comparison. And he kind of somehow walked away from the 2019 season as an afterthought because those two went in the first round and you had Tua also going. So you had 3 of the offensive players on the team, not Devonta Smith, that went in the top 16 picks of the NFL draft. While Smith had obviously a historic 2020 season in every aspect, he looked amazing on the field. You can't cover the guy. He grabs everything in the air. His hands are so good. His body control is ridiculous for someone his size. Devonta Smith led that team in 2019 in receiving yards and receiving touchdowns. He had nearly 1,300 receiving yards and 14 receiving touchdowns while sharing the field with 3 other first-round wide receivers, okay? Henry Ruggs, Jerry Jeudy, Jalen Waddle. All 3 are first-round wide receivers at the NFL level, and Devonta Smith toppled those dudes last year. I don't want to go too into Devonta Smith because everyone knows him at this point. Like, if you know 3, if you've ever even turned on ESPN or SportsCenter and you could name 3 college players off the top of your head from this year, Devonta Smith is going to be one of them. He won the fucking Heisman, okay? There will be the argument that Jalen Waddle, who we'll get into in a second, should be over Devonta Smith because you look at the sample size of what he did while he was on the field. Fuck it. Let's just get into Jalen Waddle because Jalen Waddle is my number 4. So far, we've got Jamar Chase at 1. We've got Rashad Bateman at 2. Devonta Smith at 3. And then we've got his teammate Jalen Waddle at 4. Man, it is just insane, this group of wide receivers out of the Alabama Crimson Tide over the last couple of years. It's mind-bending. It's like disrespectful to the human brain. A lot of the argument that you're going to hear for Devonta Smith is his size, right? He's a smaller dude. He's got a lean frame. It's like 6'1", 175, and you're going to see everything on Twitter looking at like, this is the historic hit rates of a wide receiver under 180 pounds or whatever. I'm not really, I'm more worried about receivers who are like 5'9", 170 pounds. Usually that shit don't work out, but like, I'm not too worried about a 6'1 wide receiver that's 180 pounds. I think Devonta Smith might bulk up a little bit, but we talk about his teammate, who a lot of people are very, very high on, including our very own Mike Me Up's Bunk Bed Breakdown, has Jalen Waddle over Devonta Smith. Now, Jalen Waddle, 5'10", 182 pounds. You want to talk about a Tyreek Hill type beat? This is Jalen Waddle, man. This dude is so fucking fast on the field. You could barely, like, I'm trying to watch Devon. Maybe that's why I thought Devonta Smith was the best wide receiver on the field, because I couldn't fucking even see Jalen Waddle. There's like a little blur going on the highlights. Again, the same argument that you make for Devonta Smith competing with other three first-round wide receivers. Jalen Waddle, the same thing. He was competing with Henry Ruggs. He was competing with Jerry Jeudy, and he was competing with Devonta Smith on the same field. As a freshman back in 2018, Jalen Waddle was second in receiving yards amongst those four wide receivers. That's pretty fucking impressive. Seventh overall in the SEC in terms of receiving yard numbers during his freshman year. So there's a lot of different angles here, I think, to take with Jalen Waddle. The argument is going to be like, what did we see, right? Ruggs and Jerry Jeudy were out of the picture. 2020, it was just Waddle. It was just Devonta Smith. What happened when they were on the field together? Jalen Waddle won that battle. The first four games of the year before he got hurt, Jalen Waddle outproduced Devonta Smith by a pretty significant margin. Look at the chart here from Jared Smola. Devonta Smith did lead him in catches, but Jalen Waddle, 557 receiving yards to Devonta Smith's 483. Both had four touchdowns. So I guess actually now that I'm thinking about it, I mean, the numbers weren't that crazy off. Jalen Waddle did have more yards, but I think you could probably attribute that to one or two broken plays. Regardless, I mean, he averaged a full yard in terms of yards per route run more than Devonta Smith. Jalen Waddle averaged 4.68 yards per route run. Devonta Smith, 3.63 over those first four games of the season. We know yards per route run is a much more predictive statistic in terms of efficiency as a wide receiver. And 4.68 is just an absurd fucking number for someone to average in terms of yards per route run. For instance, if an NFL receiver is at like the 2.2 to 2.3 level, that's very, very impressive over the course of a season.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
He's led the SEC in yards per reception, 21.1 yards per reception. So when you're comparing the two, Jalen Waddle is not a, he is not a one-trick pony. He has absolutely elite speed to burn you down the field and can be one of, if not, you know, a top three down the field, Hail Mary, Tyreek Hill type field stretcher for a team. But he's much better than just that as a receiver. He is a much more overall receiver than I think a lot of people are going to peg him as because of his size and because of his speed. I still think Devonta Smith is a better all-around wide receiver. Like, you can look at the first four games of this year and say Jalen Waddle had better numbers, but you could also look at 2019 when Devonta Smith forced Jalen Waddle to be a 55% snap player, right? It was Henry Ruggs was playing over him. Jerry Jeudy was playing over him while Devonta Smith led the team in receiving yards and receiving touchdowns while Jalen Waddle became a secondary player. So he drops down his freshman year about 850 receiving yards to 560 his sophomore year before this year. When you look at like age adjusted, what he did at 21 years old compared to Devonta Smith and the years prior, it's probably added up. But what Devonta Smith did this year was just out of control. Waddle also didn't really have a breakout age until later into his career, which is kind of a red flag. If you look at the profiles between Waddle and Henry Ruggs in terms of like breakout age and production, they are eerily similar. And it's because Jalen Waddle got hurt this year, right? The ankle injury that he tried to come back to into the playoffs and just kept limping on and off the field. He would have had a monster season had he not got hurt in the beginning of the year. But it's just something to note. I think Waddle is 10 times a player that Henry Ruggs is. I don't even think it's a discussion between the two in terms of who they are and where they were as prospects. I feel far more confident in Jalen Waddle. With Jalen Waddle leading the SEC in yards per reception, over 21 yards per reception, 360 of Waddle's 591 receiving yards this year. So 61% of his yards came on deep balls. Take that as it may. He led the NCAA in yards per punt return in 2019. So you love to see the versatility. He's such a good athlete. He's going to be able to play outside. He's going to be able to play in the slot. He's going to be a special teams contributor. I've got no problem with Waddle. I think he's probably a top eight pick in rookie drafts this year. After the first couple running backs go off the board and the first couple quarterbacks, like, there's this tier of wide receivers here where it's Ja'Marr Chase, where it's these other guys. I would put Waddle into that same tier as the top guys, to be honest with you. Maybe a tiny bit of a drop off for me after Devonta Smith, but he is right there, and I think you could absolutely argue it. And lastly, my number five rookie wide receiver. I think all of these guys can be rookie contributors off the rip. Let me know before I get into this, why don't you scroll down, let me know who your rookie wide receiver five is. If these four are the top guys, I'm sure some of you guys will be a little bit lower on Jalen Waddle than I am. I'm curious as to, because again, when I start doing my rookie prospect breakdowns, you know, there's a lot of noise out there, so I'm trying to watch as many guys as I can. Who are some like under the radar players? Could be rookie wide receivers, it could be running backs that you've got your eye on but most people don't know about at this point. Let me know who those guys are down below. Hit that thumbs up when you're down there. My number five rookie wide receiver coming into the 2021 prospect year is Rondale Moore out of Purdue. Another slightly undersized guy, 5'9", 180 pounds. Starting to be a little bit of a theme this year. You've got your top prospects who are bigger, thicker, more body ready for the NFL. But these smaller dudes are a fucking problem too, man. Devonta Smith, Jalen Waddle, Rondell Moore, do not write them off because of their size. You look at Rondell Moore, 5'9", 180 again. This dude was an absolute legend in high school. Kentucky football recorded the highest spark rating score in the entire country. He clocked an official 4.33 40-yard dash in the recruitment process at a high school. Yes, he is undersized at 5'9", 180. He is short, but he is not small. He's low to the ground, and he is not flimsy. Wildly, wildly versatile. Use him out wide. You can use him at running back. You can use him in kick return. He is so athletic on the field. He is so hard to bring down. He is so elusive, and his acceleration and burst is unmatched in this country. What he goes 0 to 100 and 100 to 0 quicker than almost anyone I've ever seen. Like, his yak is on God level. He makes a phone booth feel like a fucking four-bedroom apartment when he's in there. His agility, the way he moves from here to over there, it's like renting in New York City versus actually renting in Kentucky. He's got some focus drop issues on, like, screens and shit, but I'm not too worried about that. He's such a good athlete that those will become routine for him at the next level. And on slants, he is so good over the middle. Despite his size, it feels like you're watching Michael Thomas run slants up there. Like, he is not dropping shit over the middle. His hands are crispy. Again, he's got elite breakaway speed, man. His foot in the dirt, one-cut acceleration is really, like, go watch some highlights of this guy. Go watch some film. Just go to YouTube, type in Rondell Moore verse, and it'll have a full highlight, or it'll have a full game breakdown of every play that he was on for a specific game or whatever.
And keep people believing that they can win this game. Play fake, down the middle, and caught, what a catch! Not run the ball much in this first quarter. They will give it on a little jet sweep. Rondell Moore will get the first down, and much more. How about this kid? Into Northwestern territory. I don't think they can catch him. Moore. There we go. David fly out of the air. Underneath, Rondell Moore. Bounce it off the tackle. And there he goes. Wow. Quick swing. There's Rondell Moore. And Moore. Spins off the tackle. Makes another man miss. Rondell Moore.
His acceleration is ridiculous. Here's where it gets a little weird for you. If you don't know, if you're not familiar with Rondell Moore, which you should be by the end of this video, because we're about to go in depth on this motherfucker. Look at his statistics. Freshman year, 114 receptions, 1,258 yards, 12 touchdowns, 21 rushes, 213 yards, 2 touchdowns. So overall, you're looking at almost 1,500 yards from scrimmage, 14 touchdowns as a true freshman. So he went nuts the minute that he stepped on the field. He broke out as a true freshman, broke out at 18 years old, 99th percentile. And again, as we know, the younger the breakouts, the more predictive it is that a wide receiver prospect likely becomes successful at the next level. And going back to his high school numbers again, right? The 4.33 40-yard dash, 42.7 inch vertical jump.
Give me my money!
Second shuttle. I talked about his yak ability. 72% of his yards during that freshman year. We're gonna get to why his numbers dropped off 2019-2020. 72% of those yards his freshman year came after the catch. 72. Think about what I just said right there. 72% of his yards during his freshman year, the almost 1,300 yards came after the catch. His 37 broken tackles, he paced the entire NCAA with 37 broken tackles after the catch in 2018, as well as yards after contact with 426. He led the NCAA in both of those categories. Put himself fully on the map to Devy Dudes when he busted out against Ohio State during his true freshman going against Ohio State. 12 catches, 194 yards, scores twice. The profile sounds fucking incredible. You're like, how's this dude not ranked higher? Why didn't more people not know about him? After 2018, we really don't have much to go off of for Rondell Moore outside of a few games sprinkled in here and there. He has played a total of 7 games over the last 2 years. 2019, 2020, a total of 7 games. So the concern for Moore, for a lot of people, are going to be his size, but his availability starts to become a little bit of a factor here. If you're okay rolling the dice on availability and size and whatever, talent-wise, he's up there with Jamar. He is up there with DeMonta Smith. He's up there with Jamar Chase. Chase just as a raw prospect in terms of athletic ability and playmaking ability. He's up there with everybody in the country. So in 2019, Moore played in four games. He was excellent early on, and then he injured his hamstring. So he played those first three games, injured it in the fourth game, and then he never touched the field again. So Moore initially opted out of the 2020 season, then he opted back in, and then he didn't play at the beginning of the year. It was like a weird kind of underground thing where they were like not saying why he wasn't playing. He eventually came back in. He got Bike onto the field in November, played in the final three games. Not great stat scores for him, man, but by this point in the season, they were basically lobbing balls from the quarterback, like directly parallel to Moore behind the line of scrimmage. It was ugly the way this offense was running. Still semi through Moore, but like the way they were using him in this offense was fucking disgraceful. So when you look at Rondale Moore, one comp I've heard a lot is Steve Smith, former Panthers great. I think it's a great comp. I think he's better after the catch than Steve Smith is, but Steve Smith was a small guy, not timid, not flimsy whatsoever. If you throw him the ball down the sideline, he's coming up with that shit. He will punch you straight in your fucking face hole. And Rondale Moore is the same way. He's gritty, he's ready to fight. Doesn't matter what his size is, he's the most explosive, he's the best athlete on the field every time he steps out onto the field. Now what happens in the NFL draft? He's going to be a borderline first round pick in the NFL draft. It might not happen, but it might. I could totally see him going off the board in the 20s, and I think he's deserving of it. So Rondale Moore is a guy I'm going to happily smash in the early second round of rookie drafts this year. He's going to be a baller at the next level, and because it's just straight yak ability and just so good after the catch, he can go into an offense and immediately produce and immediately put up production for that offense. He's not someone that needs to work on press coverage and work on man coverage and get better down the field and run this crazy route tree. Although he's not, don't pigeonhole him as a one-trick pony or just a speedster or anything like that. This guy is a fucking animal on the field. He's going to contribute right away. All five of these guys are going to contribute right away. So to wrap up, again, we got Jamar Chase is the one, Rashad Bateman as the two, Devonta Smith three, Jalen Waddle four, and Rondale Moore five. But I think this entire tier is like really, really, really substantial, and I think I'd be happy having any of them, to be honest. Of course, I want Jamar Chase as the one, but Rondale Moore is not some type of shitty consolation prize, man. So that's going to wrap up this episode. We'll be back tomorrow with Fade the Public. Back Saturday, we're kicking off mock drafts. We re-upped with Underdog Fantasy, so we're going to be doing best ball drafts all off season, starting up on Saturday. So if you're not yet signed up on Underdog Fantasy, the best ball app out there, I will link that in the description. Make sure you do that, and I'll invite y'all to drafts as we play them. Hit the thumbs up if you enjoyed. Let me know what rookie wide receivers y'all have your eye on under the radar. Low key. Subscribe to the channel if you're new, and I'm out.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.